Jenkins gave notice, Mrs. Boone said, setting aside her book.
What, she's going back to the city then? Is she bored here?
I think it's because I asked her to mend some of the children's clothes. She hasn't enough to do with me. I'm not half as vain as I used to be. An old married woman hasn't time, has she? I'm not going to advertise for another lady's maid. It's time we had a nursemaid, though.
Whatever you think, Bella. With four little ones, you need the help. As long as you don't want to shut them all away in an attic room, keeping them squeaky clean all day, farming children have to pull their weight.
And how they love being outside, Henry. I do wish I'd been born to this life. I don't think you knew you were taking on such a vain, nervous young lady. Have I improved, do you think?
Yes, my love, you have. And you're not half as afraid of the cows, are you?
I can still be nervous of a kick. I wish I weren't always thinking of how things can go wrong.
You do get over-anxious at times, Bella.
But I have you to reassure me.
She smiled at him and held out her hand for his. Just then, a sudden gust of wind shook the old house, and Henry drew closer to the fire.
Henry, you're shivering. Are you unwell?
I've been a bit poorly all day.
You were out watering the stock, weren't you? I do wish you'd build a big barn for them near the house and save yourself trudging through the wet muck every morning and evening. Or at least, why can't you leave these tasks to the labourers?
I'm the farmer. I'll do it. The hired hands don't care for them as I do. Like in the gospel, you know. They'll run if the wolves come.
There are no wolves any more, silly man. But I know what you mean. Let me make you a hot cordial, then.
Mrs. Boone closed her book and rose. Never mind your fruit and berry potions. A hot scotch with sugar. She placed her hand on his forehead.
Henry, you're burning up. Go to bed immediately. I'll bring you the hot drink.
Her heart being faster than usual, she went downstairs to the kitchen by the light of a gas lamp. She always had a fear that Henry might die and leave her to bring up their children, and there was another on the way. It had happened to her aunt, who had never known a moment's ease and comfort afterwards. She hurried upstairs with the hot punch and watched Henry drink it. "Stop worrying, Bella," he said. "I will be better tomorrow."
"You must stay in bed tomorrow. The weather will be as bad as today."
"My joints are aching something terrible," he murmured, tossing a little after he had handed her back the glass, turning on his side and back again onto his back. "I've never felt anything like this before."
"Should I call for someone to go for the doctor?" she asked, panic in her voice.
"No, no, wait until morning. For goodness sake, Bella, stop worrying." Henry sounded irritable. He lay back on the pillow and closed his eyes. He got colds every winter, but this was more. It wasn't even influenza, for he had neither sniffle nor cough. He had never felt so ill in his life as he did this night. He was cold and shivering and felt he could not get warm.
"Oh, morning, hurry up,"
he heard Bella cry as she hurried from the room. He wished Maud was around. She'd take over in any crisis. But Maud was in Paris. She had left the De Laces after a disagreement with her mistress and found an English family leaving for France who needed a strong hand with their boys. She wrote letters full of praise for the Garnets. The boys had reformed from wild animals to tame pets.